It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A big concert announcement came down the line yesterday for Indianapolis. Elton John has added 25 additional North America dates to his upcoming three-year tour, Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. It was announced yesterday that he is going to be here in Indy at Bankers Life Fieldhouse October 25th of 2019. So October 25th next year. That's going to be a really huge concert to take your like moms and dads to.
I don't even know a lot of Elton John, but I feel like I would love to go to one of his concerts.
Yeah, it would be fun. I mean, he's like, you know, a crazy right. famous performer. He's one of the best. And so that's something that you definitely want to like see, you know, before he
Absolutely.
Dies one day. Rihanna's home in the Hollywood Hills was robbed Tuesday night and is the latest in a string of burglaries in the hills. Cops arrived at the home to investigate the robbery, which took place while the Diamond Singer wasn't home. It's not known what was taken from her house. This is not the first time that Rihanna's mansion was burglarized. In May, a guy was arrested after he broke into her house and spent 120 hours inside before being found by her assistant. And recently, the nearby homes of Kendall Jenner, John Mayer, Mariah Carey, and Harry Styles have all been broken into. I don't understand, when you're that rich and that famous, how you don't have like the state-of-the-art security systems that they obviously do have. They're not working. So how is that supposed to make us feel better?
Yeah, I don't know. Either they're not working or they just keep them off because they have so many people coming in and out
that
of their
is a
house
good point.
All the time.
That literally could be it, Live the Web Girl. You might be
wow,
onto something.
I cracked the case!
I think she cracked the case. Michelle Obama is going on a book tour to promote her new memoir, Becoming. And Michelle Duster, who actually wrote a book about Michelle before, is really surprised at how expensive tickets are for this tour.
I didn't anticipate the lowest price to be $500 5 minutes into the ticket sales. I think there's a disconnect between what they stand for and what they have stood for and what they've worked for in the ticket prices.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising that she's charging a crazy amount of money like that.
Well, do you think it's charging or just it's they're just so high in demand?
Well, I mean, even if you're super high in demand, I mean, you can, I feel like, isn't it the high, I don't know, maybe that is the case, but like the lowest price I think is $500. Yeah. I mean, at Taylor Swift front row, it's like, that's how much it is for front row at Taylor Swift. That seems like a lot for a book tour.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even read books, so
yeah.
I'm not going to go into that.
And while on Today, Kristen Bell answered Have You Ever questions about parenting her two children, and she admitted to lying about her kids when it comes to their birthdays.
Have you ever lied to your kids about what time it is?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because they can't tell time yet. I've also lied to them about when their birthday is.
What? What do you mean?
Well, like, if it's like a Wednesday and we can't celebrate and we're both working late, then guess what? Your birthday is on Saturday.
And coming up after 7:15, I'll tell you which celebrity A-lister says she's considered suicide and had a boob job. Plus, someone you really wanted to be performing at the AMAs is going to perform now.